Avram took all the rechush, he was victorious in the Mechama. He came, he gives it all to Melech Sdoim. And Melech Sdoim wants to give Avram Avinu all the rechush. And Avram Avinu says, Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem, that in Michut Vatzrech Naal, I'm not going to take anything, even the most minute, even the smallest thing. V'loi Toimer Ani Hesharati Yes Avram. You shouldn't say Ani Hesharati Yes Avram. Rashi says, what's Hari Moisi Yes Yodi, which is seemingly superfluous, the whole possibly would have made a lot of them without it. Zogt Rashi, Hari Moisi Yes Yodi is a Loshen Shavua. It's a Loshen Shavua. We have to know, well, in other words, Avram Avinu has to make a shvua that he's not going to take the rechush. He already gave him the rechush, he's not taking it. This is Avram Avinu, right? Avram Avinu, who was Avram Avinu? At age 3, he was Megala the Rabbi Nishalayim, that the Rabbi Nishalayim is the Bal Habira. He lech lechad, right? He went. So Avram Avinu you're talking about over here. Avram Avinu has to make a shvua that he, and it's okay, he gave it to him. He's just taking the Netanya and Nefesh Baruch Hu. He's fine. Why do they need a Shavuah? What's the necessity for Shavuah over here? More than that, there's a bunch of horrors. What's he afraid of? Then Avimelech's going to say, Ani Hesharti Yisavro. Midin what? We'll see some words later on. Midin what could Avram have taken the Ruchush? Alpidin, even. Because that's the halacha in Milchama, if you're Kaivish and you capture the other one, so the rechush of the people that you capture is yours. So that means Al Pi Din, Avram Avinu, it was his. Right? He's the one who captured everything. You know, he did the battle, he won, it's his. So Medina, it happens to be his. So what's this taina over here? I'll tell you, what taina does Melech Sdoim have? Ani Hesharti Yes Avram. Avram went and got it fair and square. It belongs to Avram. And that's it. Where's this makom for a taina of Ani Hesharti Yes Avram? So what do we see? Avram doesn't want to take Nechosim. Everything is Rabbi Nishal. He doesn't want to take Nechosim. Now, there are two other instances where Avram Avinu did take Nechosim and didn't make a fuss about it. Once by Parai Melech Mitzrayim and once by Avimelech. Right? But there he took. So that's the third child. What's happens over here? Avram makes a whole esek at kedekach that he has to make a shavua that he's not going to do it. Yeah, it's making definitely makes the point very clear that he's not going to take it. Right? And over there, he had no problem. By Parai Melech Mitzrayim, he had no problem. Avimelech Melech Plishtim, he had no problem. That's Rashi. The Targum learns Hari Moisi Yisyodi different than Rashi. Aram is Yodi Betziloi Kadam Hashem. So he understands, whereas Rashi learned that Hari Moisi Yisyodi meant Mishvua. So he learns it means Betfila. Betfila, what needed Tfila over here? You don't want to take it? Don't take it. What's the Tfila? Again, what's the Makam of the Tfila over here? And also the other Shailas. Why didn't he take this? The same thing. So in either case, that's Shver. So the Yisayid over here that's going on, I think, is Alpi, this Talmud Aramchal, Ramat Vali. He says, quote his Lashon, this is Meir Dikathinya, Kloimar. He's learning Shvua. He's learning that Ari Maisi Yisayodi is Shvua. Nishba ani b'shmei ha-godl shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am nishba b'shmei ha-godl shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu adoin ha-koyl, that the Eibishter is the adoin ha-koyl, v'hu ha-meirish u-ma-ashir, and he is the one who gives, takes away from people, ma'ashir, and makes them wealthy. He gives to people, and makes them wealthy. I am making a shvua she'eini roitze la'akiv etzli klum mishelcho. I don't want to be ma'akiv anything from you. Shehu mitzad hara, because its makar is ra. V'loy toimer ani hesharte yes Avram. What does it mean? Zokti Ramat Valley ki ani roitze. I want she'ha'oisher sheli yiyeh mitzad ha'toiv. It should not have any inherent ra in it. Kidei she'yiskayim bi. Because something that's toiv will have a kiyum nitzchi. Ve'loi mitzad ha'ra. But I don't want it to have any nekuda of ra. She'ein loi ha'amoda ve'kiyum. Because that ra won't have a kiyum. Ra has no kiyum. And here he speaks out clearly. Ve'af al pi she'ha'yeh yochol avram la'akiv ha'koyletz loi beheter gomor. Midin, it's heter gomor. ki hu shlal haba biyadei mitayach ha-milchama va'anshei ha-tzava. And in a milchama, the one that the soldiers call Masher Bezazim hu shalahem. So al pi din it is. Mikol mokim loy rotzol la'akev etzle klumin ha-shalal hazeh shel melech zdoim. Because this shalal of melech zdoim hoya mitzad hora, k'may shekosavnu, v'hara me'abed u'mafsid gamis ha-toiv. And even if the roiv of your nechasim are toiv, if there's anything in there which is from a shayrish of ra, it could be mafsid the toiv. V'achocham einov b'roishay. V'achocham einov b'roishay. And a wise person realizes shalei lasayis irbuv, to not make an irbuv of toiv ra in his nechasim. Hagayim lo hefsid meruba. Afilu b'miyuta, even with a miyuta of ra. Lochein Omar, even the smallest amount of rock could be mekalkel the whole geshef. That's why he told him, even michutvat zriknal, even the smallest amount, he's not going to take. Even those things, she ain't bem, afilu shover pruta, he writes. Lochein, the message for us is, shomer nafshei yirchak mimen. So what is he saying? Alpidin, Aleph. Alpidin, it's taka his. Right? What we asked, what's the ani hasharti? Alpidin, it's his. But there's another thing going on over here. Sdoim is a shayrish of ra. Sdoim, and here we'll understand from what he says, we can understand the difference why he took from Avimelech, why he took from Mitzrayim, and why he didn't. Sdoim is a shayrish of ra. The Melech Sdoim, what was Sdoim all about? Sdoim is taka, if you talk about the ra has no kiyum, the Sdoim and its accompanying cities are a pretty good raya of the places that had no kiyum. They got totally wiped out. Right? They got totally wiped out. The taitcha is because Avram Avinu, the oimek of it is, Avram Avinu was brought the Rabbeinu Shalom to the world. How? Through his midah. His midah is chesed. What's chesed? How does chesed have to do with it? He shows nothing is mine, everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, everything here is for everybody, so it's selfless, right? And therefore you give to everybody. And by doing that, he's showing, because that's essentially what the Rabbeinu Shalom did. We have nothing, we deserve nothing. The Eibishter gave. So Avram Avinu threw the Midas HaChesed, is Megala the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. The ultimate Hepech HaGomor of Midas HaChesed in the world is then. It's time, right? Stein was their sheetahs, right? Like Stein, like the Stein bet you cut down. We have this, what it's going to be. We want it to be like this. You don't fit, you're too long, we'll cut it, make you shorter. You're too short, we'll make you longer. What do you call it? You make it longer. The chesed of the Anshei Sdoim, when they came to Loi to pull out the Malachim, so they weren't grace of Ali Chesodim. The Shairish of Sdoim is Ba'atzim a Shairish of Ra. Now, that's Aleph, that's Sdoim. Something that Ra has. So even if you're right, it belonged to Stoim, this Nechasim, and then they got captured in the war and they would have taken it away, and now he got it back. Avram Avinu came. Avram Avinu with a small amount of people came and got it back. Right? But nonetheless, it's still, well, we would call today and today's day, it's still trade for money. It's still, the Shairish of Ra is in it, and the Shairish of Ra, what does Stoim want? What is here? The Shairish of Ra. If Avram Avinu would take that, so that Ra has no kiyum. That Ra could be mashpia. That Ra has no kiyum. If Ra has no kiyum, if you take it from a bad place, so then no good is going to come out of something coming from a bad place. It's nagei a lot today when you get money from different people, what to use it for. Okay, that's this Ra. Now, so the whole reason Be'etzim Al Pidin Avram could take. The reason Avram didn't take it is because it comes from a Sdoim, which is a Shairish of Ra. Which means, Avram Avinu's, what's the purpose of all the Nechasim for Avram Avinu? The purpose is for Kvayt Shemayim, right? To bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into the world. These are Nechasim that are coming from somebody, right? And advice says the bilus of thing affects the nature of the Nechasim, the Kaychas Aruchnim of the Nechasim. It's coming from somebody whose Matara was Bedafka, the opposite. No, Rabbeinu Shalom, everything's mine. I don't have to. Well, we do have the exact opposite of everything is for everybody else and is not mine. Right? That kind of money is never going to come to a Ribuy of Kvayt Shemayim and Fakert. It could only be Mazik. That's why I didn't take it. So that's all. The money that's coming from Sdoim, that Sdoim is Ra. Right? What would that mean? That would be a steer to Avram Avinu's being Marbek Vachemah. It would be a steer. That, for example, that that he took from the Samamela, the first thing that's poshut, there's no kasha why he didn't take from him and he did take from Paro and he did take from Mitzrayim. Why did he give it to Paro? Why did Paro give it to him? Paro gave it to him. Right, he says why. By Ulavram hativ bavura. Right? He gave it to Avram because he was makir what sorrow was. He was makir what had happened over there. Now it's covered for Avram. It's covered for sorrow. Covered for Avram. He's giving it. It's a fakir. It's a recognition of Avram. It's not Ra. Mitzrayim was not Ra. Mitzrayim was not Ra in that sense. In that sense of Avram. And again, it's all Avram. Avram's Avodah was chesed. The steer to that. The Ra of Avram's Ribu Yifrei Shemayim is Dafkas Daim. Mitzrayim might have other problems, but this Nikud is not there. And Faker, the money that's being given, I saw on certain Sfarim, they want to say that the whole reason is, why did Melech Sdoim want to have it? Because he dafka want to be Mekalkel Avram mitzad that Ra. So he's giving it to him for that reason, that it's an underlying reason. And Avram chops that and says, I don't want. So okay, so that's all by them. But by Paramelech Mitzrayim, Paramelech Mitzrayim is giving it to her for kveid of sara, adarabba, that's kveid shemaim. There's no me in kveid shemaim. Avimelech gave it to be mafayas Avram because Avram be mafayas Avram. He realized afterwards what had done. Avram, yeah, there was a covet. It's coming from a covet to Avram. Stoim is not coming that Avram should take it mitzad a covet to Avram. Stoim is coming that Avram should take it mitzad a chisar. Mitzad a chisar. Okay, so that's that shaila. Why did they need a shvua? So here you see another thing. Never rely on yourself. You can be an Avram Avinu on the Madrega of Avram Avinu, right? But Avram Avinu is like this, and more than that, Avram Avinu is confronted with a situation. Yes, he's Avram Avinu. Yes, he already lech lechad, and yes, he was megalad the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and broke the psalim and everything happened and the kifshin. Everything happened already, right? Everything happened. Nimrod happened already. It's Avram Avinu, but even in Avram Avinu, you have a situation where you could the Chas V'Shalom. You always have to be chayshish that you know you make your ishtadlus. You could lapse here. Certainly, where Be'etzem Alpidin is Heter Gomer. Alpidin was Heter Gomer for him to take it, right? He makes a shvut to make sure that he won't fall a ki huzeh from the cheshbonus of Kvod Shemayim that you couldn't take it. There's no reason for not taking it is Kvod Shemayim, right? So even in Avram Avinu, also needs to make a safeguard for himself. That's the point of the Shvua, and that could also be the point of the Tefillah, according to the Targum, it could be the Tefillah. Again, someplace in a Gemara Sefer I saw, he wants to say Avram Avinu had this quandary. Avram Avinu, the Tefillah was the Eibishter should give him an Eitzah what to do. And on the one hand, it's Heter Gomer, and if it's Heter Gomer, and you could take this and you could do Chesed with it, so you'll be doing Chesed with it. On the other hand, it's a Sheirish of Ra. Right? So what should I do? Hari Moisius Yodi, I was mispallowed to the Rebbeinu Shalom what to do, and the psak was, and the conclusion was, I'm not taking it. Why? Because late time around the Asharti is Avram, because that's a bigger sakon. The sakon of Ani Asharti is Avram that I took the Raz bigger. So it could be that's why you needed the tefillah. Okay, that's the Seder Advarim in the pshat of those things. That's Lefi this mahalach of either Rashi or the Targum to answer the Shailism Shah. There's a beautiful pshat in the Malbim. This. Pashtus, when you learn the Parsha, granted the Parsha Pshat, Hari Moisius Yodi is Avram Avinu, which was either Shvua and or Tefillah, and Al Taimar Ani Hesharti as Avram. Who Lo Taimar Ani Hesharti as Avram? Who should not say? That's Avimel. That's Melech Sdoim. The Malbim says here, he says a couple of Pshatim, in the second Pshat he says a Rizika thing. He says that in a milchama, that's the rules of war are, right, that like we just saw before, that whoever wins the battle, whoever wins the war, gets the shalom. Right? Now, the yodayim, the hands of a person signify kaychi v'itzim yodi, right, v'itzim yodi, his hand. That's the pool is the ma'isi yodayim of the person. He says like this, why is he giving it to him? Hari Maisi Yodi El Hashem. I don't want to take a drop. Why? because Avraham Avinu has the hakara, I did nothing here. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam did everything. I don't take anything. Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem Zok the Malbim is why? Because the Derech Olam is who the one who's Menatzeach gets the Sholol. Avraham understood that that he was Matzliach in the Melchama Neged the Melachim wasn't Mitzidai, it was all Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that Yodi, which I would think should be mine, Hari Moisi Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's not me. That's what it means. It's not a shvur, not a tefillah. Hari Moisi Yodi, I'm giving the Yodi, it's the Eberstus, it's not mine. Everything that I did is nicht mine, it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Al Toimar Hu the Yad. Al Toimar Ani Hesharti Es Avram. Don't say, and my Yad shouldn't say, your hand, your Maisim with your Kayach Hesharti Es Avram. It came off from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Okay. So, totally, even Michut, again, Imchut Ma'atzrech now, meaning even to the smallest thing, it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and not his. These are different things. So far it's just. So I learned up a sugya in the parish of Hari Moisi Yisyodi. Now Sefer Breishis is just a klal in how to learn Sefer Breishis. Sefer Breishis is called in the Kadmonim, every one of the Sfarim has a name. Sefer Breishis is called Sefer HaYosha. Sefer Breishis is called Sefer HaYosha. Sefer Shmois is called HaSefer HaSheni, which is interesting, it's not given, but we'll see maybe when you get to Sefer Shmois. Sefer HaYosha. So one shot. Why is it Yosher? So you take a look. You'll take a look in the if you want. You can take a look in the Hakdama of the Netziv to Hamikdavar in Breishis. He explains what the Taichin Yosher says. He says a Meridik Yisoid, a phenomenal Yisoid. He said talking about basically that all of what the others did. You know, people tend, you have the frummies who are doing what they're doing, and Bedanum L'Chaveira, it doesn't make a difference. You could trample on everybody. You could trample everybody on your road to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Right? So that's not a Derech HaYosher. He says, basically, if you look, the whole Hanhog of the office, it was a Yashris, that Avada Den is Karev to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but it's with the Dikdukai till the nth degree, not to be Pegei Rachmanu L'Atzlan, and to be Mekayim to the fullest Bedanum L'Chaveira. Take a look, that's what he says. It could be, I think, maybe there's another taich to Yosher, to why it's called Sefer HaYosher over here. The Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, so there he used the word Mesharim, so the Goyen there, taiches in Mishlei, I'll tell you two lines of a Goyen, one on Pasuk Tes and one on Pasuk Zion, over there in Perek Beis. Mesharim means HaDerech HaMemutza Beinoy LeBein HaMokah. Means that there, in Bein Adam LaMokahim, right, the right way, the derech hamamutzah, the proper derech, the shortest path to the bein adam lamakom. In pasuk Zion, he touches it up. What is in Yosher? Yosher who hashom drachav, somebody who goes with a cheshbon, doesn't just go. Shom considers and calculates, makes a cheshbon of if this is the right way to go. Umidoisav besichloi, umamid oisam bederech hayosher lefi hatayr. Lefi hatayr. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? The closest way to get from point A to point B, what does this mean, Bechlal Yosher here? Well, where is the Yosher straight? Right? What does straight mean? So straight, why does straight mean? Yosher means the closest way to get from point A to point B is in a straight line. Right? Like when they're measuring distances, they call it as a crow flies, right? If you, the roads get winding and everything else, it's a straight line. So when you say it's a Derech HaYosher, it's not really enough. It's a Derech HaYosher to where? Like, am I on Route 9? Am I on, what highway am I on exactly? Right? It's a Derech HaYosher. Yosher is straight. Straight means it's the straightest, shortest, best way to get to wherever. Right? So when we say it's the Derech HaYosher, what does the Goyen say over here? The Derech HaYosher is the Bein Adam LaMokim, to be Miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Avoda, to be Miskarev to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's a straight line. Right? There's a straight line. Elikim also is HaAdam Yosher V'Heim HaBikshush Chishbonis Rabbis. The Eibishter made a mensch that a person has the capabilities, without the Yetzirah, has the thing to go gleich, to go straight where? Straight to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, straight to be Miskarev, straight to be Mekayim, the Tachlis HaBriyah. That's the Mahalach, how does one navigate the world? How should one look at the world in order to get that straight line, as a crow flies, to get to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? to be miskarav. The line has to go somewhere, right? It's a straight line. A guy could be going Rachmana Litzlan in the opposite direction, also in a straight line. Right? It's the shortest way to get there. Right? The shortest way to get there is a straight line that way. Right? It's a line, straight line to where you have to go. Right? The Derech HaYosher, the Derech HaYosher leads to the Rabbi Nishalel. The Ma'aseh HaOvis are all meant to be learned up in that sense. How does one do that? How is one teaching us from the Ma'aseh HaOvis, from their Hanhogis, the Yashris? How does one achieve this of staying on the straight line to the Rabbi Nishalel? How do you achieve that? The Medrash says, Parsa Mem Zayin Aizvov, Ha'ovus Hein HaMerkova. That's a famous, Ha'ovus HaMerkova L'Shechina, which with the Aimek of it means, it's not for us, but the simple touch of it is, the Merkova L'Shechina is, the Ovus are Merkova L'Shechina. What's the purpose of a car? Right? So I'm not talking about in Flatbush, the purpose of a car is for somebody outside to see that you own it. Right? What's the purpose for a car? Right? What's the purpose for a car? The purpose of a car is to get you from point A to point B. Right? That's the purpose of a car. It's the vehicle which transports the ikar. Right? The ikar. Ovis merkava l'shchina means the ovis had nothing in it themselves, did not exist for themselves at all. The whole metzias of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was to be a vehicle for Kvod Shamayim. Was to be a vehicle for Kvod Shamayim. That's this concept, at least on an elementary level, of Merkava L'Shechina. Merkava L'Shechina is, that's the Messias. It's a beautiful medrash. It brings, what are the rayas? Because it says, Kama v'kama pomim, by Avram Avinu, v'yal Elokim me'al Avram, v'yal me'olav Elokim, v'hine yatzah Hashem nitzav olav. Right? He's like the bima on which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is there. Right? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is riding on him, kilo. That means the whole metzias of him is a merkava l'shchina. That's what this idea is. That's that darga. How did they get to that darga d'ovus? That's through their yashras, through staying, not veering, and staying on that path, on that derech hayosher. That's the sefer hayosher, the yosher, the way to get to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to get to that merkava l'shchina. Now, that's the ovus that has no shaykhis to us, be'etzim. But there's a ton of the Be'el Yo in Perek Chofei, ton of the Yo Rabba. It's also a famous thing. Chayev Adam Leimar, Mosai Yagiyu Maisai, Lemaisai Ovis Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Mosai Yagiyu Maisai, Lemaisai Ovis Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Alpanov, it's a Dover Pella. What, the person has to sit and make a Cheshbon HaNefesh? When am I going to get to be like Avram Yitzchak and Yakov? It's a pretty tall order. Like, how does one expect that? So the Sfasemis in Parshas Bamidbar, Shnas Tafresh Lamed Aleph, brings B'Shem Shel Chabun and Fashischo, Yagiyu Maisai means Negiyah. It doesn't mean you're going to get to that level. Will you have some sort of a contact with it? Will I have some sort of a shaykhis, some sort of a connection to that, to Maisai Avaisai? You're not expected to be Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? But Mosai Yagiyu, they'll at least chach ongirir, they'll have some tight, some touch it and have a shaykhis to that thing. So that's what the Sefer HaYosher of Breishis is meant to teach us. From this Maisai Avaisai, to see how they became Merkava L'Shechina, how they became that their entire lives were for the Tachlis Abriya, which is Ruchnius, to do that. That was their entire life. How does one do that? How does one get to that? That's the Derech HaYosher. That's these Maisa Ovis. When you learn up the Parshias of the Ovis, everything has to be learned up in that light. Everything has to be learned up in that light. What do I see from here about that? For example, just as a dukva, what we just learned. That's a bit different. Pshatim, different things. But what do we see from, let's say from, by us? There's a common akudis that we could learn, depending on how. From the Ramat Valley, from his yisayit, and what we found for everything was. It's a very big yisayit. Something could be 100% mutter al pidin, but you have to think about Kvod Shamayim. You have what you have to be marbe Kvod Shamayim. Taking something which was coming from a bad place will have the contrary effect. It won't be marbek for Shemayim. And a small mixing that into what you have, that could be mazik. Person has to be, you have that. Sometimes, you know, you have people have things like you can. Make sure in terms of a ruchnius that it's always galt, not just al pidin, I can take it, but to understand what are the ramifications, lagabik for Shemayim. from the fact that Avraham Avinu needed either tefillah, targum, or shvuah, according to Rashi, you see that even a person on their madrega in kol shkein hours, a person has to make safeguards. Don't assume that even if you understand it, even if you understand something, why you should or should not be doing a certain thing, you cannot rest on your laurels and understand, I will be, since I do understand that, I will be nizer from it, because a mensch is a mensch. And you don't know that a person always has to garner the strength and make a gedder, a shmira, a siog, in order not to do it. Whether it's a shvua, whether it's a tefillah, that's what we see from that nekuda. And from the Malbim, you certainly see a nekuda, you certainly see a very basic hashkafas ha'olam from the Malbim. That even those things you went and you captured, which again, al pi shuras ha'din are 100% yours, right? And al pi the dinim of this world, it should taka belong to you. Even that which you should most understand should belong to you. You have to see it for what it really is, and everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that you have nothing. You have nothing. Not the car, not the house, not the bank account. That's not all. That's all. The Eibishter gave it to you. If the Eibishter gave it to you, you have to think, Mamela, what? That, why is that Yosher? If the Eibishter gave it to you, you have to think, why did the Eibishter give it to you? Think, why did the Eibishter give it to you? He gave it to you to do something. If the Eibishter put you in a certain place and put you in a certain time where you have an opportunity, whether it's to learn, to daven, whatever it is, in any situation a person finds himself, you're there for a reason. The reason is for this to see, find the ruchnius in everything, find the shayrish haruchni and where it's supposed to tell you. That's the derech hayosher. That's what you're supposed to look for. Say, Bracious is to say for hayosher to learn yashus from the office. Ciao.